This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The great, the awesome, my friend. You know, he does a lot of things, Spanish play-by-play for the Eagles. We won't touch too much on that to save Giant fans, but we have him here today. Opening day is a week away. Spanish play-by-play for the Yankees. Ricky Ricardo, what is going on, my friend?
El Gallo, my good boy. You know, Friday night, it was interesting at Steinbrenner Field during the first broadcast on The Fan of the spring with Dave and Susan. I was in the booth. And it was interesting because Eagle chants, E-A-G-L-E-S, broke out all over Steinbrenner Field on Friday night. And Dave Sims is from Philadelphia. Aaron Boone is a huge Eagle fan. I was walking around wearing the old Super Bowl ring. I'm waiting on the new Super Bowl ring. And all of a sudden, all you hear as loud as could be on the air, E-A-G-L-E-S-E. And Dave explained that it's, you know, Phillies fans trying to get the ire of Giant, because usually Yankee fans are Giant fans. And more often than not, I think you would agree that Met fans are Jet fans.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I definitely agree. That's definitely how my family skewed. I was lucky enough to break from those barriers, and I got to pick my own football team. That's why I picked the Broncos. Otherwise, I would have been tortured to be a Jets fan.
Yeah, so all those Phillies fans that came over from Clearwater to Tampa, it's only about a 20-minute ride across the bay, shouted the entire night Eagle chants to try to get into the ire of Giant Yankee fans at Steinbrenner Field. It was hilarious.
Well, yeah, you could find a lot more, and it's funny because the Rays will be playing there. But, you know, I saw the Savannah Bananas sold out the Buccaneer Stadium. You got more Phillies fans there. We have yet to see a Rays fan is what I've heard.
Well, I was at the Bananas game because it's a family outing, and it was fantastic, hilarious. I never thought that I would have enjoyed, you know, basically the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, but they put on an incredibly, you know, delightful performance. Everybody walks out of that place with a smile on their face. And I tell you what, they do some of the most athletic things with a baseball bat and gloves and defense that you've ever seen. It's actually really amazing to watch the Savannah Bananas. It was my first time. I had the honor of, you know, having a credential and being in the building, and it was marvelous. It was absolutely, I recommend it to anybody for a family night out to take the kids. If you have a chance to see the Savannah Bananas, it's a wonderful night out.
Yeah, they're tough. They came to the Staten Island Yankee Stadium, which is now the Ferry Hawks or whatever for the Independent League,
right,
and they sold it out. They had overflow seating. It was crazy. But
yeah,
we have to start with the most, you know, last time I spoke to this audience, I told them, and I feel this way, I obviously as a Mets fan, I don't have a ire towards the Yankees. I want them to win. But right now, I'm very concerned. I don't know if that's seeped into the team, but where are you at right now with all the injuries the Yankees are dealing with? How concerned are you looking at this team going into the season?
Well, I mean, obviously my level of concern has been turned up a little bit. Now, today, well, if we're, you know, this time of night, I guess we could say yesterday, but on Monday, put it that way, Clark Schmidt, who was scratched from his scheduled start against the Blue Jays over in Dunedin, he did throw about, I think it was 26, 28, something like that, in the high 20s, pitches in the bullpen. So he had a good bullpen session. So okay. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that Tuesday, that tomorrow, or later today, however you want to refer to it, that he can bounce back, because that's what he felt the last time, that his shoulder didn't bounce back after a long session, as it usually does. Now, you know, I'm not going to sound the alarms yet. Hopefully, you know, when he gets to the ballpark tomorrow, everything is great and he can move on. He'll probably be the sixth starter. What I mean by that is the Yankees have a couple of open dates in the beginning. As you know, the day after opening day, it's an open date on the calendar. They don't play on the 31st. So they really don't need five starters for the first 7, 8, 9 days right. of the season. So even if Schmidt is held back in Tampa, after, you know, if he doesn't go north on opening day and he's got a little extended spring training down in Tampa to get some more bullpen sessions in, either way, whether they bring him to the Bronx, but as long as tomorrow he tells everybody in the training staff that that shoulder feels okay and that it bounced back the way he's comfortable with after having a bullpen session, you know, then the Yankees can kind of wipe their brow a little bit and, you know, and hopefully nothing else pops up. Now, it was also known today that Paul Goldschmidt had to leave the game because he had a little right. bit of a bad back. So we'll keep our eyes on. Remember, he's a 37-year-old guy playing yeah. first base. He didn't seem to be overly concerned with it. But in general, look, when you lose a pitcher of the, you know, the quality of one Gerrit Cole, who's not just an ace on the mound, but he's a team leader in the clubhouse, in the dugout. He's a guy that all the other young pitchers lean on for wisdom. You know, there's a lot more to Gerrit Cole than just the guy that gets on that mound and pumps, you know, 98, 99 mile an hour strikes and is such a winner and such a competitor. You know, there's a lot of different layers to Gerrit Cole. So not having him available for this whole season obviously is a tremendous blow. But now you have to wonder if guys that are moving up in the rotation can deal with the added weight. So Max Fried, maybe Fried was very comfortable as a two. Will he be comfortable as a one?
Right.
Is he a one? Carlos Rodon got the nod to be the opening day starter. You know, so Carlos is a guy that for the last two seasons has put a lot of pressure on himself, hasn't always succeeded. We know he's got stuff, mainly between the ears. A lot, anyway, has been between the ears with Carlos Rodon yeah. since he's become a Yankee. You know, emotions, keeping his emotions in check, things like that. So we'll see now that everybody has to, you know, crank it up a little bit and do a little bit extra. You know, there's Marcus Stroman, who the Yankees would have given away, you know, to any team if they would have picked. Yeah, for a bag of balls, they would have gave him away at the beginning of spring training just to get rid of that $18 million salary. And now he's thrust into, you know, your number three starter in the rotation. Will Warren might be part of the rotation. He's doing well in spring training. These games don't count.
Right.
We saw Will Warren make his debut last year in Philadelphia and got tattooed. You know, Met fans out there who have seen Carlos Cookie Carrasco, you know what you're getting there. So, you know, it's a veteran with experience who looks good here in spring training. But as we know, it's night and day. It's a 180 from spring training at Steinbrenner Field, you know, to regular season at Yankee Stadium. So with Luis Gil out minimum a few months, Cole out for the entire season, everybody mentally has to crank it up a little bit, physically has to crank it up a little bit, and it really does test the depth of what the Yankees have in the organization as far as pitching is concerned.
Well, so I guess that leads me to my next question, because like they did have, even with Cole and Gil hurt, they do have a bit of, they don't have a depth issue at starting pitching. But between the injuries to the starting rotation and the injuries to the lineup, is there one that concerns you more? For me, I'd lean more towards the offense, because even though I don't think they have maybe a tried and true ace, I do think there's a lot of talent on that pitching staff, even with the injuries. Where do you feel the concern lies more? Is it offensively or is it with the starting pitching?
Well, no, you're right that, you know, the starting pitching is still, even minus Cole, when you look at what they've got, now they can't afford any more injuries, okay? Now, if we go any deeper, injury-wise than what we already have, then that's another conversation. But the concern really with the Yankees is that they're going to lean heavily on some young players that need to take that next step forward. That's Jason Dominguez. Mm-hmm. He's going to get a shot every day. That's Oswaldo Cabrera, who with LeMahieu out, and who knows, you know, what kind of LeMahieu we will see if and when he comes back. So Oswaldo Cabrera is going to be given a shot to be the everyday third baseman. You know, Anthony Volpe had a really good first year, maybe not so much second year, made adjustments to cut down on strikeouts. Which Anthony Volpe do we see in year three? Do we see the one in his rookie year, or do we get the one from last
year? Right, right.
You're moving Jazz Chisholm over to second base, which for him is his natural position, but it's his first full season in Yankee pinstripes. You know, how will he react? So to me, I'm more concerned, you know, Austin Wells, you know, his first full year, no Trevino, no safety net. He's your guy. He could be the leadoff hitter. He's been hitting leadoff a lot in spring training. Boone has intimated that he might be the leadoff hitter during the season. So that's another young player that needs to take a quantum leap forward. Right there, if you look at Dominguez, Volpe, Cabrera, and Austin Wells, that's almost half. That's 4 out of 9 guys. That's almost half of your starting lineup that is made up of homegrown talent that needs to take a step forward. If they all do, wonderful. We may forget about the guy that wears 22 and is over in Queens now. But if at least two of these guys don't make significant advancements and take steps forward in their career and to their potential, then this could be problematic for the Yankees as the season goes along.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I, with that being said, has any of them stood out to you? I know we focus on, and it doesn't have to be any of those guys either, maybe someone the fans aren't even hearing about or talking about, because we hear so much about Dominguez's fielding issues, which I think that's just a part of spring. He has to, you know, get comfortable, just like we said with the starting pitching. You know, there's not a lot that you could take stock in. Has anyone stood out, maybe one of the young players, during spring training this year?
Ben Rice. Here are the two guys that have looked the best to me. Ben Rice and J.C. Ascara. You say, who? What? Well, we saw some of Ben Rice last year, and he may get a shot, and that's another young guy. Add him to the list of what I just told you. Ben Rice will probably break camp and go to New York as the everyday designated hitter. So he will fill the shoes, or at least try to fill the shoes of one Giancarlo Stanton. And then that backup catcher, because remember, you know, Austin Wells is not going to play 162 games, not going to play 152 games. If you get 122 games for your starting catcher, that's a lot. So that number two catcher that's going to get 30, 40 some odd games has got to hit. And this young guy, well, not that young, he's 29, but young that he's never been in the major leagues, right. J.C. Escara, keep your eye on him. He was the batting champion in the Dominican Winter League, which is somewhere, you know, level-wise, it's somewhere between AAA and Major League Baseball. It is very high-quality baseball that is played in the Dominican Winter League. He was the champion, the hitting champion, the batting average champion. He won the batting crown in that league. He's got three home runs. He's a very good pitch framer. I think the Yankees have maybe uncovered a gem here in the 29-year-old J.C. Escara as a backup catcher. But look out, Ben Rice, a lot of power. He's looking really, really good. He put on some weight and some muscle in the offseason. That's another young, homegrown player that hopefully, to pick up the slack left behind by Giancarlo Stanton, can take that next step forward.
Well, that's a huge, I mean, I haven't even heard of the name yet, so that is great. And Ben Rice, somebody I liked last year. I know people weren't necessarily comfortable with him being the everyday first baseman, but if he ends up being a piece at DH, regardless of the time frame that stands out, that would be huge for them. And, you know, we look at the team defensively, I think has upgraded immensely, not just from additions in the offseason, but you get a full year of Jazz in his natural position at second. And I do think Austin Wells is a good defensive catcher. And we mentioned the concerns with Jason Dominguez. Have you seen anything alarming? Because, again, like I said just previously, I'm not concerned by his defensive miscues. I think that's part of spring training. Is any of that concerning, or is that just a part of the growing and dealing with spring?
I have watched him from day one down here. On windy days, on very sunny days. The one thing about spring training and what Florida offers while you're out there and you're maybe learning a new position, and remember, he's a natural center fielder.
Yes.
So he's getting accustomed to playing left field. The wind, the sun, this is a training ground. Steinbrenner Field is baked in bright sunlight. It when the wind kicks up, it swirls around that ballpark. So I have seen him progress. From late February, now we're mid to late March, he is much more comfortable. Look, he butchered a few balls early in spring. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. He butchered the routes to get to some fly balls. You could tell he was uncomfortable. He has made significant progress. He works harder than anybody else at his craft. Luis Rojas, the Yankee third base coach, a fellow Dominican who has a very good relationship with Jason Dominguez, they work on his defense every single day, and they do it at different times of day. They do it in the morning when the sun is in one position. They do it in the middle of the afternoon when the sun is in another position. They do it as the lights, you know, as the sun is going down and the lights are coming up. So they work hard morning, midday, into the evening, late afternoon, into the evening to simulate different conditions for for Dominguez's eyesight, following baseball, angles that he takes to line drives, angles that he takes in the gap for fly balls, and I have seen significant improvement. I'm not saying he's going to go win a gold glove, but compared to the guy that I saw in late February and early March, these 3-4 weeks, he's been working his tail off, and you can tell that he's much more comfortable.
Well, see, there is some good news for Yankee fans. A lot of them can stop overreacting to the early highlights that we focused on. Because you know what's funny is when you have those errors, they get replayed all spring, but they're not going to show you the routine fly balls that he's clearly making those plays easily.
Right.
So that is great
news.
This team has had, you know, they went to the World Series. They have had a lot of success. Maybe not the success that Yankee fans are used to or demand. They've had a lot of success. They went to the World Series. What's the feeling around the club this year? For me, it seems mostly positive, even with the injuries from the games I've watched. Judge seems like he's ready to go. What have you seen? What's the feel and the vibes around the team and the clubhouse this year?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. It's a different vibe from last year. Last year, you know, people were, you know, crossing the dates off the calendar because we knew what we had was incredible, was going to be something we'd never seen before. Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton in a lineup back to back to back. It's almost as if we can't wait to leave let's get the show on the road and let's show off this shiny new car, if you know what I mean. This year, you know, it's a confident clubhouse, but they're getting to know each other. There's a lot of different faces. You know, the Goldschmidts of the world are, you know, the Clay Bellinger, Cody Bellinger's of the world. You know, so you've got some guys that are trying to work their way into the Yankee culture of the clubhouse. Now, these are proven veterans. These are MVPs that came from the National League.
Right.
But it takes a little bit more time than it, compared to last year. We're watching spring training being used really for what it's for. You know, every ounce of energy, every minute of the day, every workout is the team coming together and uniting, as compared to last year where all you did was look around that clubhouse, Ant, and you said, come on, you know, let's move this calendar as quick as we can, because what we know is a juggernaut. Let's get this show on the road. This spring, it's a little bit more workmanlike, but still a very upbeat and confident group.
Yeah, and the year, I feel like with the Yankees, they have lofty expectations every year to win the World Series. And I know losing Juan Soto is a big deal, but I felt coming into this spring before the injuries, and even now, I still think they're the best team in the AL. I thought this team had upgraded itself. They got better defensively. They had added a Max Fried, which now has become a blessing more than it was an addition with the injuries. But I felt this team had gotten better, and I did think that they still had the capability of getting there. Other teams in the American League have gotten better. Has anyone stood out to you as the number one team that the Yankees should worry about as they compete, not just in the AL East, but for the American League?
Well, I haven't had a chance to look at much of the Cactus League teams, but the Astros do train in Florida, one of the few Western Division teams that trains in the East, okay? So from the teams that I've been able to see, I've seen the Tigers, who we saw take a quantum leap, got into the playoffs last year. The Kansas City Royals did the same thing. Now, they train in Arizona, so I can't really comment on them
are an underrated team that could compete with the Yankees this year.
I agree. Now, I think Cleveland may have taken a step back. They made some deals because they didn't want, you know, they were trying to avoid the high payroll thing. Let's see, you know, season two of Stephen Vogt as manager. Mm-hmm. The Mariners, from everything I hear, have a different chemistry this season with that group. They could be much more competitive. But like I said, they're out in Arizona, Cactus. But well, from what I've seen up close and personal, Toronto, I got to be honest with you, Toronto does not scare me. Okay, I think the Boston Red Sox have made, and we're going to play them on Tuesday again, and maybe with some, you know, some more of the regulars now that we're winding down and just a week and change away from opening day, we may see some more of their regulars on Tuesday afternoon. But I think the significant improvements made by the Boston Red Sox and the way that Alex Cora has handled Rafael Devers and his displeasure about me maybe being taken off of third base with the Alex Bregman signing. So, you know, Cora has smoothed things out with the Red Sox. This could be a bit of a renaissance of the rivalry between the Yankees and Red Sox, which has been so one-sided for the past few years, although the Red Sox always give them hell anyway. It doesn't matter. But this team is much more talented, this Red Sox team. The Orioles, I got to tell you, and I don't know how to read the Orioles.
I feel the same way.
They win the division running away 2 years ago. You know, they've got so much young talent that, you know, has come to the surface. You know, the shortstop is the catcher. They've got a lot. Their minor league system has been rated, you know, 1, 2, or 3 for the past 5, 6 years. And we've seen the fruits of that come through on the major league level. But them losing Corbin Burns is a huge deal. To have a veteran leader at the top of their rotation and not bringing him back, and now Grayson Rodriguez, who maybe would have, you know, stepped into the role of ace of that staff, or at least a two at worst, you know, he's going to start the season on the IL. So I can't really put my finger on the Baltimore Orioles to really get a feeling of how big a competitor they're going to be to the Yankees in the division. If you put a gun to my head right now, I will always think the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be very competitive. Question is, how will they play at Steinbrenner Field as their home. They're not going to be in a dome. They're going to have to deal with rain delays in an outdoor stadium all summer, something they have never had to, you know, experience since they came into the league. Yep. They've always played on, you know, with a roof. So there's a lot more obstacles for the Tampa Bay Rays, who always put a competitive team on the field. So to me, Detroit, I think, is as good or better. The addition of Gleyber Torres. Yes, you heard me right. The addition of Gleyber Torres to the Detroit Tigers is going to be huge. He's playing with no pressure. And I talked to him this spring. He's got the beard going.
He looks good in the beard.
He is so much footloose and fancy free. We may have a big bounce back season from Gleyber Torres. So in the American League, to me, the competitors are Houston, because they're always good, Detroit, and the Boston Red Sox, to give you one team from each division that could give the Yankees a run for their money during the regular season.
Now, I know we're doing Yankees right now, but we had a big signing yesterday, and it happens to be for the other team you work for, the Eagles, and it just so happens to be that it's a Giants player, and I don't want to, you know, have fun at the Giants' expense, but how big of an addition?
Let's just say he's another Georgia guy first, okay? All right? To add to our collection of great Georgia players. But Mr. Ojulari, and you know I'm going to love saying that on the Spanish broadcast, Aziz Ojulari, a tremendous addition. I tell you what, if we can rescue him the way we rescued Saquon Barkley, look out, offensive lines around the league when Jalen Carter and Aziz Ojulari are coming at you off that defensive line. You know, we could see another big sack season for the Philadelphia Eagle defense.
Right, and that's a few Georgia Bulldogs right on that defensive line, correct?
He will be the fourth guy, yeah.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
It keeps getting worse for the Giants. Ricky, you're the man. I hope to see you around the office. If not, I know I will see you in a couple weeks when the Yankees finally get going. Yankees start next week. Thank you so much for the time.
Anytime, my friend. I'll be back in the office probably by Tuesday to do all the openings and closings and all the commercials for the broadcast. Don't forget, everybody, Yankees en Español with yours truly on the Odyssey app. You just download the app for free and you get all the games, both Dave and Susan in English and myself and Francisco in Spanish on the Odyssey app.
Thank you so much, Ricky.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.